Item number one, presentation discussion of strategic plan, financial forecast for FY 2011. Bill Ford, Jim Forte, and John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, you want to say anything in the beginning?
Well, yeah, typically we have this budget meeting in June, or excuse me, our July meeting, but at the request of some of the directors, we moved it up here. Because we're doing it early, we don't have a full year in which to do most of the calculations. So today, we're going to talk about, I believe, some of the forecasts, some of the ideas we have in terms of formulating the budget for the actual approval of the budget, which will take place in July. So I think there's going to be a lot of good information today, and I hope everybody will pay attention to it, because it's going to be kind of setting the course for the next year.
Along that line, we listened, there was some pushback is too strong a word, but there was some indications after we got through doing what we've done for the past seven or eight years, come in, present the budget to the board, and say, are there any questions? And most times, there wouldn't be any questions. So last time, there was some questions about, well, how did you get this and how did you get that? And so we thought we would, in attempting to make your job not easier, because as I said last night to somebody, coming in here four times a year to try to walk in and act like you are, that you know the nuances of everything that we do, and this is a moving target, just like we didn't know 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whatever the numbers happen to be. All seemed like a blur whenever you're having fun. But we didn't know about the Lumina thing. And the Lumina thing changes how you look at and what your position happens to be on something, or on your negotiation. If you'll, on the sheet that's in Diligent or in the book, the last paragraph of what it says, so therefore, the overall objective of what we're trying to do today is to validate, refine, and or reject or redirect the way that the staff's going. We're headed on a vector, and it's kind of like a big cruise ship. Momentum, you get going, if you're going towards the dock and you're doing 30 miles an hour or 30 knots, you're going too fast. And if you're going to try to swerve from there, you're probably not going to be able to, because the momentum is going to crash you into the dock. So we get on courses like that, that a board sits us on a course, and we go out and are doing our thing. And then a new board comes in, and three or four people change the personality of the board, and they're, and, you know, and it causes discontent, or people don't seem to be happy with the staff or with each other, with the board. And so, well, again, this is a validation exercise that says you have the power to say, I don't like the way you're going there. We'd like some either new direction, either through a resolution, or say, okay, no, do this, do that, and we'll follow. One of the other things I want to point out is on page, it's one of eight, but it's the budget calendar. There's eight pages, and there's eight different days in there all through the year. I mean, you just don't come in and say, okay, I want a new budget. I mean, this is a building block approach. All right, first slide. Second slide. Third slide. We covered a lot of this yesterday, and I'll just briefly highlight this before I won't bore you with details like Jim and John are going to do. In the past, as far as the water planning, I brought to, where is he? He's not here. Trent, let me show you. Hand me the book. Please, sir. This book here goes back to the 1929s, and there was water planning, and then there was a book down in Williamson County about roads, trains, and good old boys, or whatever the name of it was. And it talked about the politics of trying to put Lake Granger in down there. But there's been planning by the Corps and by other people for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you wake up in 2011, like we'll talk about in a minute, down in Milam County, and The communists in the government have been plotting against them and trying to bring things that, built in the darkness of night, about how you're going to develop a water plant or build a lake. And reality is, people just woke up it was kind of like, hello. Currently, as you know, Senate Bill 1, 2, and 3, we've been on this planning exercise, and as John said yesterday, we pride ourselves, or as Matt said yesterday, in looking at the federalization of the folks come in, we pride ourselves in our planning. There was only one problem with the planning. We didn't get the bucks to pay for all the for our appetite and for the things that we said that we needed, or that we should need if the population continues to double. So the direction is good, but the money wasn't there. The politics, and in all cases, if the guys down in Austin have to do your execution of your plan, is probably not good. You don't want it to have to get to that point before you get it worked out. I think this variable right here will guide us more than anything. We are now, we've changed. Back in the early days, we had more water than we could sell. And the BRA almost went bankrupt back in the 60s because they couldn't meet payroll because they had nobody to buy their water. And the transition that we're making, going from $60 an acre foot to, we talked about yesterday, $2,000, $3,000 an acre foot, that's a significant emotional event. That is a significant emotional event. As the guy said at the regional planning group the other day, excuse me, what's that going to do to my monthly water bill? Great question. It's going to increase it a bunch. But I don't want to do that. And that is going to be some of the conflict that this group, the regional planning groups, because we're going to all, in some cases, start competing for the same thing. The days of $60 an acre foot water are not going to be around very much longer. And then whenever you go down to the customer meetings and the rice farmer comes up and is not being offensive in any way, but he says, you're fixing to put me out of business. I can't pay your $60 an acre foot right now and make a living. I can't do it. So we're going to have to do that. I had a quite good question this morning. It said, what's going to happen to the, in a hypothetical, what if we work the deal with Alcoa somehow? What would happen to the tax money revenues that the counties receive? Well, the county judges have already stood up and waved their hands and said, are y'all going to pay us from what we get from the taxes to what you're going to take away from us? And as John said yesterday, or somebody said yesterday, every time we come in and we say, we'll offer you $10 for this, somebody's out there trying to undercut that or to make that work. Then there's the should public or private be the one handling this? That's going to be a continuous debate as we go forward. Next slide. This is a model that whenever I was trying to come together and said, how can I capture the totality of what we're doing and allows you to see the categories and the different variables and how they kind of maybe associate with each other. So we're going to go into this in great detail. I'm not, Jimmy is. But what we're going to do is to be able to say, well, what's involved in this $14 million? We can go in here and pull that out and talk about it and show you what each thing means. But we said infrastructure and maintenance, and what that is, the definition is under there.
projects required to maintain or continue of active or current facilities. New water, we're going to break that out and show you all the different projects that are on the books and what our forecast is going to do. Operations and maintenance, the result in either a creation of new water or acquisition. In other words, that's the stuff on the top is what we have, and this is the O&M that we anticipate for the new stuff that we're going to get. Water treatment due to the contracts and how we make a little bit of money on there. Hydro, you see a blank line over there. That's another thing we'll be talking about later a little bit. I'll just talk about it now. We've commissioned through our lawyer. Can I say that? We've commissioned a group to come back and say, okay, board, if you fixed up this hydro plant, if you re-license the hydro plant, how much, and you sell the water at peak, the 24 kV kilowatts per year, how much money, what's the cash flow, how does it money? That's in progress, and very quickly, whenever they were trying to rush it to get ready for here, and we saw the first draft and said, no, if you want it bad, you get it bad. So I kicked it off until July. So y'all will get that briefing in July. Infrastructure, security, you could put nines or $1 million across there and spend it rationally and smartly, but you couldn't get it, you can't afford to do that. So bottom line, all the things that are on the books and that we're looking at, $2.9 billion across until 2026. All right, next slide. Here's what it looks like on the pipe on the bar chart. 24. So in all things, there's some peaks and some valleys. What does this do to the system rate? That's all in our projections, and we're going to show you that. We're going to talk up about how we strategically plan. We have a model to do that. And then John's going to get up, and he's going to say, okay, if you make the following assumptions, here's what we think it's going to cost. We're going to show you that when it started out last week, we were going to come to you and say a new assumption that we need six new manpower slots. That changed while we were going through the preparation of this briefing. One came off the books, and did we ever get the thing back from the lady from about the electricians, Laura Lee?
Basically, at this point, she's done the analysis.
There's a new law out there that says it's a union, and it says if I'm an electrician, I have to have certain training, and I have to be in a intern type program. And if all these years I've been going out there and I says, you know, you fix that by undoing that and sticking it in there, and I can do that. And that's really it's not too much more complicated than that. Not anymore. You got to have a master electrician to do that, or have somebody to supervise the person who's in training. And so that was going to increase us too, and I'm telling you, that was really skinny, being skinny and being very creative in the way we came up with the two. We've written the people who are in charge of the bureaucracy, and they won't commit one way or the other, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But those are the type of things that you have to, that you factor in. All right, next slide. So all that rolls out and says, we still need water. State water plan, like I said, we have a plan, difficult to execute, and there's no money. Surface water permitting, we told you yesterday we're on a 6-year track right now, and we got, while it's complicated, You don't have to, we already have the land, and we're using existing resources. We're not going out and buying anybody's farmland to get groundwater or to inundate it. So the plan was we were trying to take advantage and to use the best thing that we had. But it takes a long time, it's expensive, it's political, and it changes. We start tomorrow through the process of seeing how difficult this thing's going to be. Surface water permit, I just talked about that. The groundwater conservation districts, that's a crapshoot. At any level, do you get 2 acre feet? Do you get 1 acre feet? Do you get a half an acre foot? And when's it going to change? When the board changes and there's people taking them to court that says you can't make yourself to where you can't be where nobody can come in and challenge you. You've got to be reelected. It's got to be to where it's, you know, the people are talking. A group down, where were they, John? What was that group that said that they elected themselves in and then they couldn't, nobody could challenge them? What was that? Is one of the groundwater districts down here. The difficulty at Possum Kingdom is going to be a couple. FERC encroachments and how all this is going to, we've got a great plan. We're going to divest, and by the end of 2010, December 2010, we'll come to you and say, here's a $50 million check. We hope. However, there's 25 feet out there in the balance. There's an HOA in the balance. There's other legal things in the balance, but we feel confident that we're going to make that happen. You saw yesterday, even on Costello Island, there's still some very visceral feelings on the staff, from y'all's perspective, that says, you know, those people got a heck of a deal, and I don't know whether I'm going to be a part of that. So we understand that. The sunset process, we've got a new, yet to be determined who's going to be head of the Senate Natural Resources Committee. The vice chairman of the Natural Resources Committee is a proponent of sunset. He's been trying to get us sunsetted for ever since I've been here. Last year, or the last session, they got us to the point where it was about us and the LCRA were the only two who were going to be sunsetted, and all the other politicals rolled in and took their guys off the books as a plea bargaining measure, if you will, to see if they could get the bill passed. Got a new chairman of the Sunset Committee this year, who's going to be the chairman of the Senate Committee, or the Natural Resources. It's going to depend, I think, on whether this gets legs. Our position is, come on down. You can see anything we have, but if you come down on us, well, then you ought to come down on all the other authorities. And that's our position. The lawsuit. I used to believe in good government and blind justice. Once you get into court, you can go either way. And no matter whether you're right or wrong, doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. Unfortunately, that's the way that is. I feel confident, we feel confident that we're going to come out on the right side of this. But I can't predict what it's going to be. John Haas told you yesterday 1.16 was the interest rate. We talked about 14 on a hypothetical deal that wasn't true. These folks are fighting. You saw in the paper yesterday where somebody is $2 million short of their tax revenues of their revenue this year because we've had too much rain. And it's $2 million in the toilet because we're using the toilet and not watering our St. Augustine grass. Everybody knows about the $1 trillion, whatever that is. But that's gonna impact all of us in the way we go forward.
Next slide. So what we're going to do is tell you how we set up the framework. If you like it, if you want to discuss it. One of the things, I also got some feedback last night that said, you know, we 21 people is a lot of folks. Sometimes I'd like to ask a question, but I think I might be slowing down the process. This is a discussion. If you see something you don't understand, if you see something that I've said, and I'm not explaining it right, I'll get John or somebody to explain that makes sense. But anyway, let's go through the plan, or through the strategic plan. We're going to go through in great amount of detail to where you understand what we think is important. If you don't think it's important, well, then raise your hand. Let's talk about it. Whenever John Haas gets up, he's going to say, here are the assumptions. If you don't like our assumptions, because we haven't filled out all the blanks in the budget yet. But if you don't like what we're doing, well, then change it, and we'll fix that, and that'll change the income. And then we're going to have the opportunity to go back, and we'll go into closed session again and talk about the one groundwater thing that we talked about yesterday, now that you've slept on it. Get any guidance you have. If you want to give us a resolution, we'll come out of there with that. Or you can say, no, go forward and go see what this says. And we'll play that any way you want to. So with that,